Kurt, you had the privilege yesterday of meeting Mr. Bill Murray up in the announcer's booth at Keeneland, and I said, you know what, this is the proper way to introduce you this morning, my friend. So good morning.
Fellas, good morning. Good to be on the show with you.
How was it meeting Bill Murray?
You know, it was fantastic. Genuinely nice man and a genuinely funny guy. I mean, he's got a tremendous sense of humor, and I think the most interesting thing was the fact that he's a longtime fan of racing. He grew up in the Chicago area, and he actually spoke about being at Arlington Park back in 1973 to see Secretariat. And he said, you know, he said the thing that I remember, he said, you know how people often will ooh and awe when they react to a great sports performance? And he said, I remember the crowd that day, they were just astonished. He said it was more like the crowd gasped, just like a sense of reverence for the horse. So he's got some very fond memories of racing, and he was just having a ball at the track yesterday.
Yeah, he was. I got a chance to check out many of the social media posts that were out there, and it seemed like he took pictures with just about everybody, from the folks in the press box to Gabby Gaudette, who was down by the winner's circle. I saw him with the Bugler as well. He spent time just visiting with everybody out there, and that's a really cool thing. And hey, what better way to pay tribute to his great career than that little clip coming out of the commercial break and celebrating Caddyshack and Masters Weekend here too. A lot of neat things there associated with Bill Murray, and glad to hear he's a horse racing fan as well. Kurt, you're obviously a massive horse racing fan. You wouldn't be calling races if you weren't. You got a chance to call the Toyota Bluegrass yet again this year, last weekend, and Vekoma getting the victory in that race. He was the favorite under Javier Castellano, who seems like he can do no wrong, and Vekoma could do no wrong last week. Share your thoughts on that performance.
Yeah, he really ran a flawless race. Javier put him in a perfect stalking position. You know, you consider the fact it was a full gate. It was a big, bulky field of 14. And Javier got him out of there in good order and just sat right off the pace, then made a nice move turning for home and opened up in the stretch. He's a curious horse to me, Vekoma is. Yeah. Because he's got such an unusual stride, he's not a horse you're ever going to look at and say, you know, sometimes people will say, oh, he's such a great mover and has such a fluid stride. Well, bless his heart, that's never going to be Vekoma. But you know, I talked to a trainer a few days ago at the track who said, you know, the way his action is with his left front doesn't, they said it doesn't bother me because he's just unorthodox. Somebody compared it. The way he shifts his weight kind of to his back end, they said actually in a way it's like he makes maximum use of all the power he can get out of his engine, out of that rump. And they said it's almost like a three-point shooter in basketball. You know, Purdue had a guard that had that oddball shot that kind of started from down near his hip, and he would kind of heave it at the basket. And somebody said, you know, that's kind of how this horse runs, but it works for him. And it's a great story for George Weaver. I mean, here you got a trainer that grew up in Louisville. He spoke fondly of his memories of coming to the Bluegrass here in Lexington as a kid with his dad. And I just think from George Weaver's perspective, I can't imagine that he's, you know, second time he's had a Derby horse, and he's got to be feeling really good.
Well, you know, George was on our show last Saturday, and he was so confident. I mean, we interview a lot of trainers, as you know, Kurt, and he was so confident. I mean, he pretty much talked me into his horse. and I thought that was so unique that you know, that horse had a lot of questions to answer, and George had the answer for all of them. So it was fantastic.
And you know, Jude, that brings up a good point when you mentioned the fact that the horse had a lot of questions to answer. At this point, you know, if you're a speed figure guy, I've looking to the Derby, I've got some concern that maybe he hasn't thrown up the kind of number you would love to see in that department. But really, nobody's nobody has really overwhelmed this year. You know, in a year where there's been very little consistency, as a guy goes back and looks now, the horse has been at least consistent with where he has finished. He's been competitive, and yeah, the distance was a big question. A lot of people were curious, would he handle the stretch out to a mile and an eighth? And you're right, he answered that question big time, and not only won, but absolutely just opened up, and nobody was really close to him at the wire.
Mike Penna, Jude Feld, live from the new Total Wine & More store in Hamburg Pavilion here in Lexington. Stop out and see us. We're here till 10 a.m. Eastern. We're visiting with Keeneland track announcer Kurt Becker here on the network. And Kurt did have the privilege of calling that Toyota Bluegrass again this year. He has been the only announcer that Keeneland has ever known, and that is quite an honor for him and something I know he doesn't take lightly. Kurt, the horse that was second in that Bluegrass Stakes, Win is a horse that Jude and I have had our eye on ever since our fantasy draft at Churchill Downs with the Press Box League, because we drafted him as our number one pick. He ran well, but he was no match for Vekoma. What'd you make of him and the effort from Signalman, who ends up third in that race?
Yeah, you know, first of all, regarding Win, he made up a lot of ground down the stretch, and he was really the only horse in that race who was able to do that. It seemed like with that one exception, pretty much everybody else in the top four or five came out of the gate in the top four or five positions and stayed that way around the racetrack with just a few minor changes. If you look to the Derby with Win, I think one of my concerns about him would be he's going to need to be a little bit closer to the pace. As we know, despite that long stretch at Churchill, those late closers often struggle to reach. But if he gets out of the gate well at Churchill, he could definitely be a factor. And you mentioned Signalman. One of the things that I think was encouraging about Signalman is the fact that, that's a horse that, early in his career, there were times he was the same way. He was a little slow out of the gate, and then he would dig himself into a hole and have to come running late at the end. And with Signalman, I was glad to see. I thought they did a nice job of teaching him in the Bluegrass to get out of the gate a little quicker and get in good position, stay closer to the pace. And the great thing about him is we know he can race inside of horses. He can take a lot of dirt in the face, and it doesn't seem to bother him.
Kurt Becker with us here on HRRN. Kurt, a couple of big races coming up later today at Keeneland. You have the Grade 1 Coolmore Jenny Wiley, which is scheduled for race 10, and the race preceding it is the Stone Street Lexington Stakes, Grade 3. That is a Derby points race, but only 10 points going to the winner, so it's going to be difficult for many of those horses to have an impact moving forward 3 weeks from today and find themselves in the starting gate, but there are some that might be able to kind of be fringe players after today's race. Just kind of give us a quick look at what's coming up later today with those two stakes races.
Yeah, with the Stone Street Lexington, you've got two horses in particular, Swainio and another Twist of Fate, that with a win and with the points that they have accumulated already on the Derby trail could get into the gate for the Derby. I think Swainio is a horse that could kind of closely attend the pace, be right up close in the thick of it from the start. He's a horse that does not have to take his track with him. They've raced him all over the country. He always seems to finish in the top three. Only concern about him is he doesn't win many of those races, but maybe he can put it together today. Another Twist of Fate, that's a horse who also ought to be kind of up close stalking the pace. He's got Javier Castellano. And as you guys said, Javier can do no wrong right now. Don't forget, Dallas Stewart has a long shot in there, Chase the Ghost, and Dallas has already popped with a couple of big prices at the meet this year. McPeak has Harvey Wallbanger in the race, who won the Holy Bull, so it's shaping up to be a pretty competitive event. And the Jenny Wiley, I think Rushing Fool is the favorite. It's her race to lose. I know she's had a layoff, but she loves the Keeneland course. She's got Javier aboard, and I just think that she's going to be pretty tough to handle. If not, the biggest threat to her might be another of the Chad Brown trainees, Remska, who's coming off a win in Florida and looks to be pretty competitive in that race.
Yeah, and I want to go back and just correct myself here very quickly. I think I said 10 points to the winner of the Stone Street Lexington today. That's not the case. It is actually 20 points to the winner. It is 8 points for second, 4 for third, and 2 if you finish fourth in there. So that's how the point structure sets up in terms of what you can look forward to in that Lexington Stakes, playing into the Kentucky Derby picture. But Kurt, it's going to be a great day. We're going to have that coverage this afternoon, 5:30 Eastern on the network. Folks can tune in on Sirius 111 XM 202, and they can hear both of those races. Your calls coming through on national radio. You know you've made it when, my friend.
I tell you, I have always appreciated this. You know, as a track announcer, you learn early on that when it comes to network radio or TV, there's never a guarantee. You know, a lot of times over the years, both entities have had their own track announcer, their own race announcer, who will come in and stand on the roof or on the balcony and call the race. So, you know, HRRN has been nothing but kind to me and to a lot of track announcers over the years. And it's always fun, guys. We always enjoy it, being part of the coverage. And one more thing, Jute Weiss Gretchen, of course, hails from the Chicago area. And I've got to share this real quick. Bill Murray, as I said, he grew up in Chicago. When he came in the booth yesterday, we got to talking about how we're both from Illinois. And he said, where are you from in Illinois? I said, well, I grew up downstate. And he threw open his arms and he gave me a big hug. He said, I will not hold that against you.
He's something else. Well, one word of advice for me, Kurt, check those shoulder numbers before post.
That's always a good idea, especially for that stretch run.
Kurt, we appreciate it, buddy, and we'll look forward to having you as part of our Derby Week team 3 weeks from today. Believe it or not, the Run for the Roses, you'll be part of that, and really excited to get you back on board and work with you again this year.
Very much looking forward to it, guys. It's good to talk to you both. It was great to have a nice chat briefly with your producer, Lee Delapina, before we came on the air. So, guys, appreciate it. It's great to be part of the HRRN family.
Kurt, appreciate it, bud. Go enjoy the day at Keeneland.
Sounds good. We'll see you out there.